something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick's got a gig tomorrow night if you're in the Omaha area. La Vista is a community right here.
The
pretty much
Island
Omaha.
Bar and Grill.
Right. Island Bar and Grill, you'll be there tomorrow night,
yeah.
Right? All right. Go see our buddy Nick. Member of the show now, permanently, until we fire his ass. I don't know why I said that. It's probably the wrong,
Be looking for an ass.
Probably the wrong thing to say. complete wrong thing to say there. And I don't usually admit that. And also, our buddy Pete Lee will be here later on. Pete Lee's at the Funny Bone, funnybone.omaha.com to see Pete. And Craig, somewhere in the hallway, enjoying some hog barbecue.
Hog
and be careful on the roads, too, if you're in the Omaha, Wichita, Lincoln area, if you're T95, the Blazers, T92 listeners.
Just stay home.
If you're listening on the web or anywhere else in the country, enjoy your weather. Although I think the weather's going across the whole country, right? Some bad stuff up north. They were doing stories last night on the nightly news about the weather, so it must be bad everywhere.
Yeah, I think the Northeast was getting it. I don't know if they still are.
And before our Tampa guy calls us, I'll say my damn thing because I've been checking this weather out a lot recently. If you're in the Tampa Bay, well, Clearwater Beach is 70 right now and sunny. Damn it.
It sounds miserable.
It does. It's horrible.
Precipitation across the entire eastern U.S. right now.
Right. Go ahead.
Born on this date, however, dead now. Muhammad Ali. It's not nice.
The greatest.
Of all time.
Attributed with a fart.
Yeah, sorry about that. I know you're about to say Muhammad Ali. I love Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. Independence Day fireworks at Mount Rushmore again this year.
Oh, was there fire hazard last year?
No, fireworks have not been shot off at Mount Rushmore since 2009, when a federal study found high levels of a component found in explosives were in the groundwater near the memorial.
And that's not good.
No.
But so they decided since 2009, probably the Obama administration stopped it. So that's why it's back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how this country's run now. Whatever he did, I'm changing it.
Right. We're doing the opposite.
Even little things like this. You know?
Yeah. Trump made the comment during a signing ceremony with China on that new trade deal.
Bringing the governor fireworks back.
The governor of Mount Rushmore, the governor of South Dakota, was there.
Nobody's said fireworks for 8 years. Now we can say it again.
Right. Yeah.
Just morons.
Well, bringing those Chinese fireworks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Part of the trade deal.
Jeez. Yeah. To shoot fireworks off.
Here's another chapter in the book of why people hate Chief Fan.
Oh, yeah, the chapter.
Kathy on the email, TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Last time my husband took my son to a game as a Charger fan, they had stopped to ask a security guard on a golf cart for help.
A security guard? Okay.
The security guard told my son to cover his ears and then proceeded to tell my husband, if our son wasn't there, he'd kick my husband's ass because he probably had a Charger jersey on. That was just a security guard working the game.
Well, they should fire that dumbass. Yeah. That is ridiculous.
Stay classy, Chief Fan. Go Titans.
From the staff.
Yeah. And if you know this show, we are not averse to a hating on local fan. And we realized it. We're on in Wichita and Omaha. And there's Chief fans everywhere. We're not exactly big Husker fans. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
For the same reason.
Nearly turned on the Vikings when I lived in Minnesota. Because I sat around.
Did you forget to take your comforter off the bed when you got out this morning?
He's got a big poncho.
Get a picture of Pete Lee in this outfit. I want the audience to see what this. You just got out of bed, risked your comforter on, and stayed in it?
Yeah. This is, the biggest thing when you're injured is dignity. Colleen came over.
Look at this thing. Where'd you find
that? Did you buy that jacket just for the arm?
He wants to take a picture by the. He got it. Yeah. We'll share it either way.
Because that's a poncho the size of what? That's something Andy Reid would wear.
Yeah, it's huge. Looks like a muumuu.
Right. Well, obviously you're not going to need that much in L.A. She bought that for the Midwest trip.
Well, Colleen got it for me.
Oh, okay.
So she went to the Target as seen on TV section.
Yes. And, did you really?
Yeah, I was telling her, I go, this is a lesson in judgment, you know, not like I'm a pastor or anything like that, but let's talk about judgment. I saw this on Instagram and I was like, is that ever stupid? Yeah. And then I couldn't get my sling into the arm of anything. Like even my big North Face jacket, I had to like wear it like a cape.
Right.
You know, like snapped at the top like a countess, you know?
Yep.
And then Colleen shows up this morning with this, and I walk down to the lobby of the hotel. She's just holding this, and I was like, that's the best thing in the world.
It's a huge poncho. It looks like it's down. It looks like it's pretty thick, and,
yeah,
and your arm is underneath the...
Yeah, my arm's
now,
underneath.
If you start tripping to that way, you're done.
Yeah.
Because even... I realize your arm's in a sling, but if your arm was loose, you could actually just put it out and deal with it.
Yeah,
but you have no natural. If you start doing that, jacket's going to stop it. And you're going to eat. You're going to eat pavement.
Yeah, you really will. And even if I wanted to take my arm out of the sling and put it into the sleeve, it would fit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it really does look like I this was like my inheritance from Ralphie May. It's a huge sweatshirt.
It is. I think Ralphie would be swimming in that.
Yeah,
and he's a big boy, or was. You know?
This is so funny.
It's hilarious looking jacket. Puss gonna post it up on our social media. Pete Lees.
It's Pete's Snugglestorm jacket.
Yeah, it is your Snugglestorm. That's right. Leads you right into your podcast.
It's so ugly.
Yeah. It is ugly. That is as seen on TV thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you?
It looks comfortable.
Yeah.
Does it come out of the colors? That's gray.
It does.
Oh, you should have.
I didn't get the pink one.
Oh, you should have got the pink one.
I would have worn it all weekend long just because I need something warm. Last night I wore the sling and then a T-shirt on stage, and it's just cold. Like, it's
I saw
so
you
know, cold outside.
Yesterday we were all leaving. It was 5 degrees in the parking lot. We were leaving yesterday. And you live in L.A., although you're a Minnesota guy, a Wisconsin guy.
Yeah.
You know, you're used to cold, but 5 degrees is 5 degrees.
Yeah, and I've lost all that toughness I used to have.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't take long.
Even from New York, because New York, it's cold in New York.
Doesn't take long.
But the LA Pete Lees has this big snuggle storm.
Can you slip in and out of that pretty easily? Because you're going to overheat.
Yeah, I might. Well, I might have
Nick help him out.
You might need help.
I'm gonna have to throw. Yeah, Nick. Nick, will you undress me?
Will you take my poncho off and put my headphones on?
All the roads calling.
I think you can.
Not bad, because there's nobody out.
Got it.
You know, there's no school. That helps immensely.
No school, it's not windy enough to qualify as a blizzard yet.
Everything's fine.
He's going to need headphones now, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Put his headphones on. And feed him, too. There's food over here. You can feed him later on.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, we got Hog Wild Barbecue over there.
Spoon fed.
Oh, wow. That sounds great.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see Pete Lee. Tonight, two shows tomorrow and one on Sunday, right?
That's right. Oh, he's here. We're doing it.
Yeah.
Last night I took my sling on and off on stage, and it felt like I've never played a guitar on stage before, but that's like taking the strap over my head. I was like, blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots.
You felt like it, right?
I felt very rock and roll. Going. Yeah, I play the sling. It's
Is that in pain?
I'm actually not feeling pain. It's just it has to be immobilized because otherwise it doesn't heal right.
So no opioids like Greg was on for his cancer?
Oh, I got a bottle of them.
What kind?
So they first wanted to prescribe me oxycodone.
All right.
And then they prescribed me, is it trazodone? Trazodone's a...
Is that what you're on, Craig?
Tramadol?
Tramadol.
What did they give you, Craig?
I had oxycodone and hydrocodone.
You didn't get the tramadol. Something. I think tramadol is a little dialed down, but I think that's also a narcotic.
Yeah.
I had oxy something. And
did you pop for the fun of it?
Did I what?
Did you use them?
No. I was going like pre-surgery, and they're like, do you want an oxy right now for the pain? And I was like, I haven't even started. It's like a day before you run. Right. Like, do you want a Gatorade? I don't know. I mean, it was so weird, but I have some people in my life that have been like severely addicted to that, and
so
I'm like,
afraid.
Yeah, I'm like, Advil? How about Advil?
Well, but it's because your family's, if some friends are addicted, I mean, you're addicted.
Yeah, I didn't even want to risk it because I know I'd love it. I just know that I would love it. Craig, did you love it?
No.
No.
It didn't do anything other than attempt to deal with the pain with me, and I don't know that it did that.
Yeah. All it did was make me constipated.
That's what I've heard too, is that, and then when you finally do, it's like you dropped a load of bricks out of your pants. Yeah.
I mean, it was a long, you know, and I'm not one to sit in the bathroom for a long time, but it was long and painful.
in the morning.
What'd you read on the toilet? Yeah. Facebook, all of it. I saw every Facebook post.
Did anybody want any of your pills? You just throw them away.
I've actually had several people be like, "You got any pain pills?" It's funny when
I know it's crazy. We asked Craig if he had any extra.
Our buddy Danny has checked in on the email. Oh, remember, yeah? Danny loves tramadol.
Oh yeah, yeah. Danny loves tramadol.
Yeah. Yeah, and Danny says, "Someone say tramadol."
Is that his screen name?
Yeah,
Danny loves tramadol.
No, he just we were discussing all of Craig's.
And he signs all his emails, "Danny loves tramadol."
Recently.
I just it sounds like a total band.
Yeah,
like it's a band. You ever see Danny's Love Tramadol? Right. They're great.
But
man,
his ears perk up every time we mention tramadol.
Oh, that's great.
Did
yeah.
he snort it? Because don't people snort tramadol?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure you can.
No, that's the oxy.
You could.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you can snort anything.
Yeah. Did that stick to the table?
Yes, it did.
But you can snort anything. Right.
Well, the snorting, but did they
you didn't try one? You even try one for the hell of it after the pain?
No, I still have the bottle at home, and, you know, my buddy was like, "You should flush it." And I'm like, it can just hang out. I'm not like, it's, if they were like, Cheetos flavored tramadol, I'd be like, "Oh, I gotta get in there." I got chocolate covered tramadol. Oh yeah. But like, this is fine, you know, peanut M&M tramadol, I would do that. It is weird, like, it's guys will come, they'll see the sling and they come up to me and I like, they like come up very quick and they're like, "You got any painkillers on you?"
Man,
and women look at me like a man who's working on himself.
Yeah, I have
he's improving.
At the risk of a visit from Danny, I have a whole bottle of tramadol just sitting in my medicine cabinet that doesn't get used.
Danny loves tramadol. But how long is it going to last, though? Opioids go out of, they stop.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they have a shelf life.
You're not supposed to flush them, don't you? Like kill the fish, especially in L.A. Aren't you going to kill the fish with your tramadol?
I don't know. I guess the dolphins would be like...
Yeah, a little mellow.
Yeah. You can get back at those sea urchins.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason that people...
Is that a tramadol dolphin? Yeah.
That's a tramadolphin. There we go.
Like in the case of Oxy, the reason people crush and snort them is it takes
gets
away
quicker.
The time release.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you crush them, the time release element goes away.
Yeah. That's so funny. I love opioids, but who has the time?
Yeah. I want my buzz now.
Yeah.
If I punched you in the elbow, would it hurt?
It would hurt, yeah. Okay. Every once in a while,
I don't you want to punch a cast? Sometimes you can punch a cast, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah,
right, yeah.
But I don't want to do that.
No. Yeah, this is a very, this has no hard shell on it.
Oh.
This was a brace that...
Oh, so we can't sign it or anything.
Yeah, so I had something called a sugar tongue, which is just the bottom of a cast.
All right.
And
well,
then
you smash.
I smash.
You get a sugar tongue.
Yeah, I sugar tongued. Yeah, you're dang right. Hey, girl, working on myself. Yeah. Got that sugar tongue.
That was Ed's nickname at the Bunny Ranch.
It was
Golden Tongue.
Golden Tongue.
Yeah, golden tongue. Yeah. Sugar tongue, yeah. Same thing.
Right.
Sugar tongue.
Yeah.
Won't you be my baby?
No? Well, now with hipsters, I'd be like, it's more of like a stevia tongue. It's like, you know, eco.
So what's sugar tongue? What is that?
Sugar tongue is half a cast that it goes halfway around your arm, and then the rest was wrapped with like an ace bandage.
Got it.
And
so no strap?
No strap, no nothing. And
can you stretch it out?
Well, in this, no.
Okay.
In the sugar tongue, if I didn't sleep with the sling on, I would wake up and my arm would be almost straight, which it shouldn't be. Like,
got it.
And so I went on Amazon, and for like $29, I bought this awesome immobilization thing.
Is that what that is? Okay, got it.
Yeah, and when I was first talking to my doctor, I was like, "Hey, is this thing good to wear the sugar tongue?" And he's like, "Oh, no." And I was like, "Well, can I have something better?" And he's like, "Yeah, it's going to be like $400 here." He's like, "Go check Amazon." And then $400 at his office or $29 on Amazon.
Plus, can you stretch it out is a good clip.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Now, I know you're not you're not exactly a big Italian guy on stage with your hands, but you do comedy with one microphone in your right hand when you do comedy.
Yeah.
So, and you do movements because you're talking about things. How's that affected your stand-up? I mean, I'm probably come out this weekend and see you, but I want to how do you do it? You just don't move the arm at all when you're doing the whole same bits?
Yeah, it was weird. I ended up taking the sling off, like I said last night, and then so I could move around a little bit.
Right.
But I found that I had to do almost the whole show in the mic stand. And
got it.
I didn't realize
so you could use a hand to move around.
Yeah. I didn't realize how physical I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do a lot of gestures.
Yeah, you do.
So, like, if I'm holding the mic in my left hand, I was, and then my arm was in the sling. Right. I was like, okay, I'm just going to like make a face stronger.
Yeah. You do some hand gestures. I've seen you react 1,000 times. So you're right. You do hand gestures.
I do a lot. Yeah, I'm very flamboyant. I have a lot of pizzazz on that stage. Come on, Omaha.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you have four-wheel drive? Come out for the pizzazz.
Yeah, I saw you post that on your social media yesterday.
Yeah.
Come out and see him in his four-wheel drive. But it's a hearty town. It's,
absolutely.
People will be out tonight. Yeah. FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see Pete Lee this
All right, Danny's
whole
coming over and bringing Tito's, so.
Yeah.
Little trade?
I can't turn down that hospitality.
Danny Todd loves Tito's, and Danny loves Tramadol.
Yeah,
that's
Danny
a party.
Loves
Tramadol.
That's a trade.
That's so funny. You know, it's so
wrong.
Yeah. I've never heard of anyone who loves Tramadol, but this guy does. Yeah.
Well, they're opioids, right?
I don't know if it's opioid or a narcotic of some kind.
What's it do to you? What's Tramadol do?
It is an opioid, but...
it's a pain reliever.
Yeah. I can't talk about the details of what Jamie does, but you know, she does telehealth from our house,
right.
And everybody's always calling up trying to get Tramadol. Because on stupid WebMD, they have
does
it
she
listed.
Do, is it FaceTime? She talks to people, like, they can see her?
Yeah,
so
literally.
So you can't walk behind the camera because they'll think you're there?
Yeah, and I'm, and like, there's just, I try to be
is
out of
Pete
the way.
Lee in the background?
Yeah, like, hey, is that the dresses with pockets guy that's judging me? but yeah, I'll walk in every once in a while, and they're always trying to get Tramadol. And
Because she can write prescriptions, right?
Yeah, she's a prescriber, and she can write prescriptions for scheduled medications, because
right.
In California, a psych nurse practitioner can do that. And on stupid WebMD, these pharmaceutical companies are so crooked that they conned WebMD into having Tramadol listed as an antidepressant.
Right.
Well, yeah, of course, it boosts your serotonin and norepinephrine,
mm-hmm.
and like it's an opioid. It makes
right.
you feel great.
Yeah, it does.
But like, you shouldn't be taking that over, you know, like a different one, Wellbutrin, or you know, if you're bipolar.
The other thing I've ever taken, and it was a dental stuff, was Valium, which I really loved. But I stopped taking it after the dental surgery was done. But is that similar to? What's the difference between Valium and Oxy
is a benzo. That's like an anti-anxiety medication.
It's just not it's rocket. That rocks.
It's not for pain.
Yeah.
Valium rocks.
Yeah, I can see where people get addicted to that, too.
Yeah.
Don't do any of these kiddings, kids, by the way.
Yeah, I have a prescription to Klonopin, and I take it like as needed. But
is that for anxiety?
Anxiety, but Jamie's like, never take it more than 2 days in a row, because it literally like eats your brain away.
Really?
<It's> like, she knows all the. She's like it. She's,
especially with your scotch, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just drop it in the scotch.
Good Klonopin and a scotch. Oh my God, brain melter.
I started getting really bad panic attacks.
It starts
attacks.
Eating your brain. They say that.
Yeah. It really starts like physiologically eating your brain, and that's why people that have been on benzos for like a decade, it really causes like severe
No, about 10 years ago.
Todd raised his hand. we're in class
you
here.
You may be excused.
But, I mean, they're great. And you know who you should give them to? Friends.
But panic attacks brought on by Chantix. Yeah. I took Chantix to try to stop smoking.
Uh-huh.
And got horrible panic attacks, and then they started giving me Ativan. And at one point, I was up to 4 milligrams of Ativan a day.
Where you at now?
One.
Now, if you forget it, do you feel it?
Oh, yeah.
So you think it's mental now? You think it's you?
No,
you forgot it, so you don't, you know.
I think it's physical because.
Oh, it's physical, okay. Yeah.
I will fall asleep, you know, especially during the weekend,
right.
and forget to take it the night before, and I feel kind of jumpy the next day.
But did you, what I'm trying to say, is it mental, like you remembered you forgot to take it, or
no,
didn't remember you forgot to take it,
right.
And you wonder why you were jumpy.
And I'm jumpy, and I'm thinking, why am I jumpy? Did I take, I didn't take the Ativan last night.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I am drawing down on it, and hopefully I can.
Well, it's been over 10 years, you're fine, right?
I can put it away.
Yeah, no, he's fine, and it's good that it's good that he's dropping the doses and stuff. I mean, I'm not Jamie, I've just heard her talk so much, but
you learn by osmosis.
Yeah, like, I would say that the majority of her job is trying to get people off opioids and
all legal.
Benzos.
And the benzos, you can't quit those cold turkey.
You can't. You got to dial it over years. Like, he did 4-1 and then down to like 0.25.
Is she just telling these guys just to get high? Because, you know, obviously weed is not addictive.
It was funny. There was this lady who had cancer, who's 84 years old, and she called up and she's like, I'm afraid to take my opiates because I don't want to be addicted.
Right.
And my Jamie was like, just take,
because,
like,
you're old, doesn't matter now.
Yeah, she's like, just use the Use the oxycodones. Just get high. Love it.
I get it because you're already 84.
Sail off into the sunset. You know?
No, there was a time. It wasn't too long after I started taking the
That's Adam a good doctor. Sail off into the sunset.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rainbow.
Yeah, which everything that I just told you about, it never happened legally.
I decided to quit cold turkey at one time.
Ativan?
And then a couple of days later, panic attacks came back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
You know, double the strength they were before.
Yeah.
So, you got to draw down.
We had a big alcohol conversation earlier in the show. It's the weekend. Yeah. Grab a Tramadol and some Tito's. Let's go. Go see Pete Lee.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.